Om Shanti. Good morning to everyone. Thank you so much for joining us, both those who are here in person and those online. A short announcement. The Living Library program this evening at 5, it will take place in the training center. Following the Living Library, there will be meditation here in this hall for this International World Meditation Day from 6 to 7:30. Living Library is 5 to 6 in the training center. This morning it's our really great pleasure and special occasion to have Marcelo Bai together with a very distinguished panel of two. They will be taking up a most interesting topic. So, thank you so much for being here. A warm welcome.
Thanks, Vijay. Thank you very much, everyone. Is translation okay there? Fine? Okay. So today we have a very important topic. And this morning something happened and I was just using the structure, the facilities of Gyan Sarovar. But there was this moment of realization that this is love. No, this is a way Baba is showing us love. And all these brothers, they are not hired. Nobody pays them. Some complain, but no pay. But still they give us. They give a lot. And that's lots of love. And that's what we are going to talk about. How to live with others. How to love with others. How to grow with others. So I hope you enjoy. We have two people with lots of experience. So we have Sister Aruna. She's now resident in Oxford. She's part of the coordinating team for the retreat there, the Oxford Retreat Center, Global Retreat Center. It's a wonderful place. No, it's marvelous. And she's more than 40 years with Baba. And she was very close to Daddy Janki, to all seniors, Sister Janti. So she has lots of experience too. And we have Brother Enrique. He's not far from Aruna. He's in Spain. He lives in Madrid. He's part of the national coordinating team there. And he's 36 years with Baba. And I would like to talk about love with others, the experience of love with others, by asking them which point of Baba touches their heart. For instance, for me, it's always this point of the sugar in the milk, you know, milk with sugar, maybe because I like it, so that's why it's easy for me to understand it, okay? And that topic, that point, used to, for a period of time in my Brahmin life, used to emerge when there was some conflict with other people. Don't know why. I don't know who told Baba about that. But he used to come up with that point in the Murli. And then at that point I start to experience that in fact we are all mixing together. We are all giving our best. Some give the sweetness, some give the strength. But all of us, we give something to each other. So I'd like to hear from Aruna Ben, which point of Baba really touches your heart about love, living with others?
Om Shanti. Happy to be here. Not sure about one point, but many times when I felt down, I would take up the first paragraph of any Avyakt Murli, and I love it when, whether in the blessing or in the Sakar Murli blessing or Avyakt Murli, where Baba just makes you feel so great. He just uplifts you, elevates you, praises you so much, and suddenly, you know, everything comes into perspective. That you're here for this great task, God is with you, you're at the confluence age, you're going to become a deity. And somehow that's just very heartwarming. So in terms of the good feeling of love, it's when Baba really uplifts me by praising me and everyone, but you know, I take it as it's for me. So I'll just say that for now.
Thanks a lot. And what about you, Enrique?
Om Shanti. Very nice to meet all of you. I was thinking that for me, this is a university of love, in fact. Baba is teaching us how to love selflessly. So for that, there is a need of training. And for me, it's very important to have the aim very clear, why I'm here. And as Aruna was saying, Baba is all the time reminding us, you are here because you have to become elevated human beings, deities, with divine virtues. So if we have clear the aim, then we will accept the training. Because the training sometimes is not so comfortable. And the teachers that will come in this training, sometimes they will be very direct or strict or whatever. But if you have the aim, you will accept and you will pass through the training. Because I remember when I was studying, I start to study engineering. And after the second year, I ask myself, what I'm doing here? Why I'm doing here? So many questions. Because I never thought to be an engineer. I didn't have this aim. My father, my mother, my teacher, everyone wants me to be an engineer, but not me. So I leave the study. So I was comparing, if you have not clear the aim, you will leave the study. Because why? You have to pass through a training, different subjects, and some more difficult than others. But when you have the clear aim and you see yourself, okay, I want to reach there, and Baba will help me, but he will train me. So I accept the training. So I think this is for me a very important point, that I'm in a university, I'm a student, and Baba is giving me training in many different ways.
Okay, that's wonderful. So I'd like to ask you again, so do you remember some training in terms of love from a senior? Particularly seniors that many of people here, they don't know anymore, they don't have the meeting. But even Janti did, or someone, you are so close to them. So anything they told you, anything they showed you, that was a training, but you felt the love, you experienced that love.
Well, I have different experiences, especially with Dadi Janki. I felt very close to her. She had this art of making you feel close to her, no? She always says, you are my friend. So it was very beautiful to be close to her. And she was with me very strict regarding other relationships. So other souls in the center, maybe they were creating conflict or difficulties. She was very compassionate with them, and she was very strict with me. But then, in a personal level, through I was very open to her, very honest to her. In my personal journey, she was very compassionate. She was very understanding, very empathetic. And she was very determined, always with his finger. Do this, do that, no? So I was feeling the love from her to me to become strong. So I had to practice more tolerance, more humility in relationships. But then with myself, more compassion, more patience. So I felt constantly her love. Even when she was strict with me, I remember once she was saying to me, don't be strict, don't... She was very strict with me. But she was saying, don't be strict with the others. Saying, no, I'm not strict. Nope. So, but I never felt bad. I always felt that she was doing with a lot of love, because she had an elevated vision of myself. I felt this. She wanted the best for me. So when you want the best for another person and you love them, you will sometimes you will treat them with a little bit of strength so that you make them strong, because you want that for them.
It's great. It's a wonderful experience. I remember once Dadi Janki was in Colombia. She was for a retreat there. And she gave me Drishti for, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Don't know how much. And it was silent. But the love, it was amazing, amazing. And Aruna Ben, you said that when you read Avyaktamurli, and that's true, I think, for all of us, even the Avyaktamurli today, the first paragraph or the first paragraphs, Baba really uplifts us. But I know also the seniors did that to you too. You know, many times they really uplift you. One thing that many of you know, she conducted a series of classes by Sister Jenny, I think still there, every week revising the Muli. And one of the parts I liked most was when she shared stories, when Aruna Ben shared some stories. So could you share some moment when you really felt uplifted by that soul, no matter how, but you really felt uplifted by Dadi Jang, Jenti, or Dadi Ji?
And also I'll add to the training, training of love question as well. So many stories really. Let's begin with, as some of you may know, I came into Gyan very young, quite young. And so I was growing up in Gyan as a teenager. And then I surrendered onto the center when I was 17. But then when I was 19, 20, I felt like, well, it's better to go out and work and earn your own money and be independent. You don't want to ask anyone for anything. So at that point, I said to Daddy, you know, I want to go out and work. And of course, by then, I was also quite involved in the office. So then Daddy says, what do you want? What do you want? Tell me, what do you want? She goes, you want money, no? You want money? And of course I didn't respond, but yes, she's right. At the end, it's about money. She doesn't understand financial freedom, but she understands money. So next day, you know, she gave me a big wad of envelope with money. And she said, here's the money. And she goes, anything else you want? And, you know, I mean, of course, there was abundance of everything in Baba's house, and she didn't want us to feel that we were lacking in any way, and we weren't. I mean, there was abundance of love from Dadi, and of course, a lot of siksha teachings, we say, at every step, and just a lot of comfort. So there wasn't really anything missing. Then I realized what was missing was my own effort, that I was not willing to make the effort. That's why I wanted to run away. So once, you know, that clicked, that I'm in the right place, this is what I need to do, and that's why I'm still here, because everything that comes my way is a training. But in terms of training of love, I'll just share a couple of stories where, again, it was just here in Dadi's cottage. So we were bringing Dadi to the hall, and then this person came. Little elderly, not so much, but he was walking slowly and he had to give an envelope to Dadi. And Dadi was just out, almost out of Dadi's cottage, and Dadi saw him and he wants to give the envelope, but then Dadi says, come. So she turned around, did a U-turn, went back into her cottage, sat down, and you know how Dadi was so frail like 10, 15 years ago, and so for her to go back, to sit down, then she just gave him loving drishti and then took his envelope. Nothing, just toli and blessing extra. But she could have done that at the door, right? But she said no. Afterwards she said no. Everything, she uses this word, you know, viddi purvak, which means everything according to the right method.
Can you repeat the Hindi?
Yeah, viddi purvak. Which means everything has to be done according to the right method. So she didn't want to just kind of snatch his envelope, but she went, sat down, gave him that moment, his moment of drishti. And of course we are all wanting Dadi to rush and, you know, come out. And so that was also very beautiful. And then I remember the times in Baba Bhavan in London when the way she would remember different souls, she'd say, they are not here, call them, why aren't they here yet, let's wait for them to eat, or save this piece of toli for them, let's save this fruit for them. I mean, it looks like small actions, small deeds, but it means a lot for that person that Dadi remembered them at the right time. And then there's another incident where both the girl and the boy were in Gyan, and I happened to be there. This was again in Indraprast, in Pandobhavan. And so they came together, and I was just hanging around. And they sat down, and they announced to Dadi that they're getting married. And so, you know, Dadi doesn't get shocked, but she does this with her eyes, right? She, like, her eyes go wide. And so it was just for a split moment where Dadi's eyes went wide, because she was trying to register this shock, you know, that they're getting married. And she immediately turned it around in her head. And then she said to Hansa, bring the towels, bring the bed sheets, bring this gift, you know, like, because now they've made their decision. So then Dadi just loaded them up with so many gifts. And again, these, when we see these scenes, you know, it teaches us of how we need to be with souls, that they've made their decision, the only way is with love. And something, again, yesterday that Sister Mohini was saying, that if a soul wanted to leave Gyan, then Baba would give them so much love, so that at least they wouldn't turn anti. And so, yeah, they had their, you know, special ways.
That's wonderful. Very, very nice example. I hope you are relating to what they are saying. I hope you are feeling that. And at the end, we have question and answer. So if you can think about the question, okay, so you can ask for a few minutes. But I'll take something from Aruna, and I'll ask Enrique about that. If you had to give love to someone who was making the wrong decision, or someone who was creating some problem, can you just explain how, you don't need to say names, but you can say how you did that?
It comes to my mind a situation that I lived in Seville, in the south of Spain, when I was there coordinating the center many years back, maybe more than 25 years. And there was a brother who is still around in one way or another. He was a little bit mentally not quite well, but he was against me. He told me this later. He had what is the name in English? Celos, jealousy, no? And he was very strange, with a very strange drishti. So he was doing really very strange things and bad things. And then I remember when Murli Baba said, give blessings to the souls who are doing something wrong, have good wishes. So he was coming to the Murli, but always with a face like this, looking very... And I was visualizing him all the time, through many years, many days, putting a crown, putting garlands, saying, you're a wonderful soul, and her drishti was like this. So, and one day it happened that he came to me and said, I've changed. I said, what happened to you? Now you can tell me whatever you want, I will obey you. I said, whoa. So he changed his mind completely. It was not in one day, it took several months. But my effort was not seeing him as it was, but seeing him with these beautiful garlands and crowns and like an elevated soul. So I tried to keep my elevated vision as Baba does with us, and it had a wonderful effect. So this was one of my experiences. But I would like to share another experience of love from Dadi Janki. It came to my mind. It was very interesting how she was so clever and how to give this love. And when I started in Yan, I started with my daughter. She was 8 years old. And we started together because she was living with me. And after 1 year, Daddy came to Spain and she was giving Tolly. And my daughter was close to me. And I said, come, let's take Tolly from Daddy. And then when we arrived in front of Daddy, my daughter hung to me like this, very strongly, no? Like this. And I was thinking, oh, Daddy will see my daughter, the attachment that they have to me. Oh, this is not good. So then Daddy looked at me and said to my daughter, you have attachment to your father? And I said, oh, no, now she has. And my daughter says, yes, yes, yes. And I said, no. And then Daddy said suddenly, very good, very good. I said, what? You have to have attachment to your father. I said, what is this? And she said, when you remember your father, you will remember Baba. I said, wow. And so my daughter was so happy, no? Like this. And years later, I asked my daughter, because, well, then she became a teenager, and she went doing her life, and now she is married, she has 2 children. But years later, I asked her, do you remember Baba? Do you remember all these things? And she said very naturally, when I remember you, I remember Baba. I said, wow, how Daddy had this vision of the future and how she was giving love to my daughter. She was so happy and she still remembered that. No? So it was very beautiful how Daddy was.
That's very powerful. I think all of us, we have that experience that we are giving others Baba's Drishti Darshan in an incognito way. And that's very important. Remember, there is one brother, he left Baba, but he lived in the center with me, and his Lokik brother was there too. And eventually he left Baba, got married with someone, and he just had a child last year. And he came to the center, and I felt he was a little, you know, like, not fear, but, well, it was the first time he came after getting married, have child, etc. But everyone received him with so much love. So at the end, he was happy, and he knows the house is open for him, the doors are open to that. So that's really, really important, and it's a good lesson. And you know what? He was talking about his granddaughter, his brother also. His brother is there, in fact. He's sitting there, his Lokik brother. They both live in the center together. And Aruna Ben, she also has 2 sisters in Gyan. Jasu Ben, who takes care of the Murlis in London and lots of things more, but Murlis is the things I know. And Nemo Ben, I always forget. Nemo Ben, he takes care of a center which very beautiful. I like that center. So, Aruna Ben, how was it? How was being a Brahmin with Lokik people there, your sisters there, you know, hey, she didn't wake up for Amriti Vela, no, something like that. How was the love experiencing there?
So, when we were growing up, of course, we used to fight. Not literally fight, but arguments. And mom used to have to say something to break it. And so when we then came into Gyan, it was difficult to give respect because we were so used to calling each other our nicknames that it was really difficult to say Jasu Ben. In fact, it's not even Jasu. I won't say her nickname, but she has a nickname. My other sister has a nickname. So we used to use that. So even to say Jasu is respect, actually. And then to say Jasu Ben is more respectful. So a couple of years after coming into Gyan, so I'm still under 20, but I clicked, you know, it clicked to me that when I give respect, it's saying more about me than it is about them. And so that's why then I started to give respect. And I kind of apply that analogy to other people who are not my relatives or lokiks, that it doesn't hurt to give respect, and you are greater when you give respect. So, you know, don't watch to see whether they are respect worthy or not, but just do it, because that makes you great. And then of course, yeah, growing up in Gyan, I mean, it's a good thing that we all have knowledge. So you mentioned my siblings, but my parents were also in Gyan. So my mother passed away in 2002, and my father just passed away 2 weeks ago. And because he was in Gyan, because we are in Gyan, it really helps to understand death and to understand the blessings that the soul carries. And of course, he's a father, and mothers and fathers are a great test, I feel, for us, because they really did nurture us, nourish us, brought us up. It's a very intimate relationship with parents, and they taught us a lot, right, as to how to be, how to eat, how to walk, all of those very important things. But as I said, if it wasn't for the knowledge and, of course, the application of knowledge, it would be very difficult to kind of mourn the loss of a parent. So even when my mother passed away, I was surprised, because I am the youngest, and I was the more or most attached to my mother. And I thought, when my mom goes, she's going to be my biggest test. But that time also, I was okay, and just seeing her as a soul. And so really, this makes me feel, keep doing more of the same, you know, keep doing more of this practice, and we will kind of learn detachment and love. Not just detachment, but how to love, but then how to detach when we need to.
Still, you, what about someone you don't like? What about someone that has created a big issue, big problem? You know, Enrique was sharing his part. How do you feel that love? Is it different than someone you like, someone who is helpful?
You mean I feel love for them, or I feel their love?
Okay, either of them, yeah.
Well, there was, I would say, a big situation some years ago where I was in one country, and I actually wanted to open a center. And this sister didn't want me to open the center because she felt that I was competition for her. Yeah. So anyway, I put all this to Dadi that, you know, I'm happy to open a center and all this. And Dadi said, okay, leave that country, and can you go where I tell you to go? I said, okay. So then I went to the next country. And again, the next country was wonderful, and I loved it, and I still love it today, and I learned a lot. It made me grow, and everything was great. Then a few years later, that sister met me in Madhuban, in Pandavabhavan, and she profusely apologized that, you know, I wish you had stayed on, you know, we could have done a lot together. But really, in my heart, there was nothing for her, because I grew. You know, maybe if I hadn't moved, I wouldn't have grown. And so I thanked her. I said, no, because this happened, I moved on, and I've grown, I'm more independent, I'm much stronger. So I think at every step, when there does seem to be the feeling of loss, there's always profit, and that makes me feel that, you know, you're my best friend. Like they've taught you something.
That's great, and I think that can be useful for everyone. And when we are preparing this panel, we are talking about the importance of self-love, no, of loving the self first. And when we were talking about how you just accept going to another place, you just left that place and no problem, and you didn't keep any grudge, anything. I was feeling how much love you have to have for yourself so that you don't react with like a basic instinct, you know, of defending or protecting of everything. And I see my life, my Brahmin life, I think I had both situations. I think I had situations where I tried to defend and fight, And other situations that I just experienced Baba's love and they just experienced to let go. And I'd like you first, Enrique, to share with us a bit about that self-love, that experience, or how important it is for you to feel the love for the self.
I think it's very important. And I think Baba has taught me how to love myself, giving me his love, compassionate love. I remember when I started, something went wrong, I make a mistake, and I sit in Baba's room, and I tried to be very honest with Baba, and I was very honest with Daddy, and I sat in Baba's room, myself alone, say, Baba, this happened, and suddenly I felt so much love, I start to cry, and I say, stop, I think you have not understood me. I made a mistake, so I repeat it. And again I was receiving so much love. Then I thought, well, this is the thing. When I made a mistake, I don't need to give pain to myself, but I need to give love to myself, as Baba does. So then I train myself, and this is for me very important training. I repeat to myself always training. And I train myself to be a good friend of myself. So I can say now that inside myself I have this other voice who is the friend Enrique, and he's always very good with me. And I make a mistake, I do something wrong, I say something, oh Enrique, don't matter, come on, let's go. Remember this point, remember Baba, do this. So I finish this voice, critical voice, or this other voice with judgmental voice. I work on that for a long time and I create a voice which is a friendly voice. And this voice is like loving me, no? So it's very nice to have this friend inside yourself and not the critical or the judge. And then you feel really comfortable because it's good to have friends outside in the Brahmin life also that say to you good things or help you. But also it's very important to have your own friendship. Be friend with yourself. And of course with Baba. But I think the relationship with yourself is very important to create it, to build it, to train yourself to be your best friend and to love yourself. Because this will impact in all other areas, and especially in the relationship with others. If you love yourself, if you are a good friend of yourself, you can be a good friend, compassionate, loving with others. But if you treat yourself in a critical way or with judgment, this will come out from you and with others.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. That's great. You probably know that Aruna Ben has wrote many books. Well, Enrique also wrote at least one, two. And her books are talk basically about self-progress, no self-esteem. But I remember, I don't know if it was a class she gave or a workshop, but it was very nice the way she put about her own self-progress, how difficult it was to develop your self-esteem. And I think you really grow. I mean, you really overcame so many problems, so many things. So what would you say to someone, let's say someone goes to ask you, a Brahmin, how do I develop my own self-esteem or self-love? What should I do?
I think first, it's good to look at our role models. So of course, Brahma Baba, we don't hear so much about Mama, but Mama, if you hear that court case she had, where Baba sent her to the court because of the young girls that were staying with Baba. Then Dadi Kumarka, Dadi Janki, all the Dadis, I see them here, the ancestor souls on the wall. I think I've always said that I think Brahmin life is all about developing self-respect. And we are at different spectrums of that, right? There's ego at one end and then there's absolute self-respect at the other, and we are somewhere oscillating between one and the other. And again, depends on the drama and the mood and the power in the soul and all of that. But yeah, I think it's absolutely crucial, this aspect of self-love, self-respect, because Enrique touched upon it, that really how I am with others is how I am with myself. How I treat others is how I treat myself. How I love others is how I love myself. Everything is a projection. Perception is projection. So however I perceive things, that's how I'm going to project it out. And so it's just so important that it's not just self-love, but it's understanding real love, and that is God's love. I think that's the important thing. In the world, they talk about loving yourself, which can verge on being arrogant. But here, because Baba loves us, right? That's absolutely pure love. We learn that quality, that type of love, and that kind of lovingness. And many times Daddy Janki used to say this, that when somebody says, "I love you, Daddy," and then Daddy would say, "Because I love Baba, you love me." So it's so true, there's so much depth in that. Because we love God, others love us. It's not that because we love them. If we love them, we become trapped. But because we don't want anything from them, we just love Baba, we take everything from Baba, and that's why others can feel that love or comfort with us. So yeah, it's just so important to cultivate this relationship with Baba where you feel that you're getting everything from Baba. And any time I'm looking outside of that to look for something from out there, there's bound to be sorrow, there's bound to be pain. So for me, yeah, I just have to keep reminding myself of these things, that Aruna, you know, do you want something? What did you want? If you felt some sorrow, what did you want? And each time it takes me deeper and deeper. It's not always about physical things, it's maybe emotional. A feeling, you know, that the soul is wanting, a feeling of security or something like that. So it's just important to, yeah, keep self-checking.
So that was a lecture of self-esteem in 3 minutes, but it was great. I mean, it's really great, and I think we all appreciate that you sharing to everyone. And let's talk about God's love. I had an experience last year. It was a really bad experience, really bad. And I don't go into details because it would take a long time. But so 3 days, three different days. So the third day I said, no way, not anymore. And that day was a Sunday, Avyakti Murli, and the Murli was so powerful, so full of love. It was so much love. And I felt I was merged in Baba's love. That was the main topic of the Murli. And the whole day I felt I was merged in Baba's love. I was sure everything was going to be right. It was such a certainty. And eventually everything went right. That day, everything was fine. But the love of Baba, I really missed that day. I don't want to go through troubles to experience God's love. But as we talked the other day, love and suffering are so much in connection, especially in the Laukic world. So how do you, Enrique, experience God's love without suffering, without having a problem, without looking at whatever is cooked there and no, not this, you know? So how much do you, how can you experience that love from God without all the suffering, all the problem, all the drama?
Well, I think everybody has a different experience. But for me, when I started in Gyan, I was attracted because of Baba's love, in a sense. I've never cried in my life before coming to Gyan. Never, not even one. Many things happened. I was divorced, separated. My wife went with another person. but not one drop. Even I try to cry, I make myself, but completely dry. And then when I came to Baba, I don't know what happened, but suddenly it's like a door was opened, and tears, but was not tears, was like, no, bulls. And I said to the sister who was giving drishti, don't worry, I'm happy and I'm okay, but I don't know what is happening, but it's something happening, because she was worried, what is happening to this brother, no? He's crying all the time. So for a few months, every time that I received drishti, I was, the tears were flowing, no, like the Ganges. But it was a feeling of love, constant love, no? So I didn't understand so much the knowledge, but the experience was beautiful. So I received this energy so beautiful that I tried to all the time to remember this, to remind myself Baba's love. And now I see that Baba is taking care of me. I see in the physical world Baba's love. For example, to be here. To be here is all that we are able to not to enjoy. This is Baba's love. We are in a new center in Madrid. This is Baba's love. Every day we have nice food, even if it is very simple, is Baba's love. So if you relate everything that you receive with Baba, which is not something that you create, it's a reality, and you don't forget this reality, then you experience constantly Baba's care, Baba's love, Baba's protection. Sometimes I think he has given me such a beautiful life in every aspect, professionally, even physically. I feel much better than when I was young, and good company. So I only have this feeling of gratefulness, not to Baba. So I don't look for the love when I'm suffering, in a sense. I have to deal also with my suffering, I think. This is the thing. I feel, experience Baba's love, but sometimes it's like Baba said to me, it's not words, no, but it's like, now you solve this problem. I will see how you manage. And then I feel a little bit alone. Oh, it happened several times. I feel alone. I say, Baba, where you are? She's not there. So I have to deal with the situations. And then again, I feel his company. So again, is the training. If we want to become strong in this life, we need to accept to go to the, you know, to the boxing. We need to go there and to box with Maya. It's not, he is the trainer. He will not go there. He said, I train you, now go and fight and conquer Maya. So we need to accept this training and accept sometimes that Maya also gives you sometimes back. So, but always is there, Baba, giving you encouragement or giving you hope or giving you protection. So this is my experience of God's love.
So I would like to ask also Aruna Ben, what's her experience of Baba's love? But first of all, in a few minutes we are going to open, no, for questions and answers. So if you have any question to the panel in general, to someone in specific, you can ask. Okay, so those who speak English, Spanish, Portuguese and Hindi, you can come and say in your own language, we can understand. But the other language, you have to bring your translator here. Okay, so that's the only thing. Aruna Ben.
So, yeah, I feel very blessed that, I've had meetings with Baba. So my first meeting was Baba in Meditation Hall in Pandav Bhavan, and then of course Om Shanti Bhavan and all those blessings. And then there was a time, several times actually, but a few times when I had some Maya, and you know, Baba knew that she needs a bit of extra attention. And so when we're taking drishti, just drishti, then a couple of times he called me forward. So there's all those memories. I'm not trying to make you jealous, but just all those memories help.
It didn't work. You made us jealous a little bit. But good jealousy. Good jealousy.
But all those memories kind of help to, you know, make you feel good. But what I want to share with the new ones maybe that have just come is Baba now speaks to me through the Murlis. So we're all at that same stage now. You know, there's no extra preferential treatment for anyone. We're all at the same stage where Baba is talking to us from up there, and we're on the same platform. And so for me, yeah, Baba talks through the Murlis, and particularly, well, not just Avyak, but Sakar also. But what I meant particularly meaning, I really look out for what is in the Murli for me today. And I kind of put that out to Baba in those few minutes before the meditation. And I say, okay, Baba, what are you going to tell me today? And I just try to listen to the Murli, and then something just kind of clicks for me. So it's not that I'm looking out for, that's my problem, what's the answer? No, just listen calmly, and then something will strike, and then you say, okay, that's for me today.
That's a very good point, what she's sharing. I just met Baba once, personally, just once, and it was just a blessing. Of course, we are a group of, I think, 8 souls. And one brother, Baba didn't even give drishti, nothing to that soul. But I just received one. And that one I carry very, I take care of that. And it's wonderful. But nowadays, it's the Murlis. And what you say, we are all in the same level now. And it's very important to have that experience through the Murli. So, any final words before opening? Okay, living with others. So Aruna Ben is wanting another topic that we were talking yesterday about how to create loving relationships. Especially, do you realize that sometimes Baba puts us with the wrong person? Okay, not. So as Enrique was mentioning, that means you have to learn many qualities. Oh, Aruna. Many qualities, you have to develop many qualities in yourself. And that's a challenge. I think every day is a challenge on how to love others, how to love each other in terms of when you work with lucky people, when you live with other Brahmins. Even here in your bedrooms, when someone starts to do noises during the night, you understand that, right? And you want to sleep, you can't. But still, you love that soul. No, I remember I stayed with Enrique once in the same bedroom, and he used to come whistling. He's a professional whistler. Yeah, he's very good. But you know, you are there sleeping, and then what's that?
But Marcelo, you're both still alive.
And both are still alive.
Didn't kill each other.
And I felt love. Still, I felt that love. So, that's the question. How to make things work? You know, when you live with other people, when you're working with other people, and especially when there are challenges, there are situations that you don't want to see that person. You know, but the person is still there.
Well, I think it has been a process of more than 30 years. So it was not the same at the beginning that now. But I can say that now I've learned that every soul is different. So this is a very basic point, but it's very deep. Every soul has its own part, and you can learn from every soul. Every soul has its different way of eating, cooking, thinking, behaving, and before it was the ones who were more close to me or more similar, I enjoy with them, and the others, I was, But now, I think, let me learn to understand things in a different way. Let me see things how the other person sees them. Let me understand why he or she loves this and not that. So it's more, I've developed like curiosity. curiosity instead of judging the other. So now it's much more easy, because I can develop love for the soul even if it is very different than me. And I realized in the last few months that at the beginning I had many times the thought, Baba puts me with souls that I would never will live before Gyan, I will never choose to live with them. Not so different. I had the thought this, why Baba does this? But now something has changed and I say, I'm with the best souls. They are wonderful. It's like I've changed. It's not because they are different. It's because I've created this thought in my mind. If they are there, they are the perfect souls to be with me. And then I realize, if I have these thoughts, the first who is benefited is myself. Because I have these thoughts for myself. And then they go to the others. No? So it was a realization of, well, I can think whatever, but it's affecting me. So I will think the best about others also. And this helped me a lot in the relationships.
It's great. Want Faruna, Ben?
So, do we accept that the drama is created perfectly? Do you accept that?
Yes.
No. Anybody doesn't accept that?
Yes. No. Yes.
Translation is a bit of a delay, yeah. So this is what I try to keep in my mind now, that if drama is created perfectly, then I'm in the perfect setting where I need to be. And that perfect setting is created especially for me to become perfect. This is my latest attitude now. Because I was living in Kuwait for about 17 years with just a few people. Now I live in the Oxford Retreat Center, and with some karma yogis, we are about 30 people. And all different nationalities, cultures, everyone has different ways of doing things. And yeah, you can think, like Enrique is saying, that you know your way is the right way, you know better, or you have more experience. But then that not what matters, right? What matters is how you have to get on with each other. And so, yeah, again, my experience has been that nowadays nobody wants to listen, like nobody wants to hear gyan, nobody wants correction. And it's just love, 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 love. And love can mean kindness, love can mean respect, love can mean just being quiet. Not saying anything, like seeing but not seeing. So love has many different definitions as well. And they say, right, that if the love doesn't work, then you have to increase its dosage. That's the only way. There's no alternative to love. It's either love or more love. That's it. And this is our experience.
I think that's wonderful, and so I would like to see if anybody here has a question. Rajesh Bhai is there with the mic. So if you can come, please. Just say briefly your name and also country, so people know. And English, Spanish, Portuguese, and Hindi, yeah? You can come and say in your own language. The others, you have to bring a translator.
Om Shanti, everyone. My name is B.K. Vasu. I'm from Milpitas, California. So I've been in Gyan from 2011 onwards. My question is, how do you explain the paradox of being less forgiving of others when you are not in Gyan or when you are in the initial years of Brahman life, and then becoming less forgiving of yourself and more forgiving of others as you progress in Brahman life? And the second part of the question is, how guilt sometimes becomes an obstacle in the progress of Brahman's life, and what's the best way to overcome it?
Okay. If you can summarize in three or four words.
Is your question how to be more forgiving?
Yeah, I mean, when you're not in Gyan or when you're in the initial years of Gyan, you're you're less forgiving of others. But as you progress in your Brahmin life, you're less forgiving upon yourself and more forgiving of others.
Okay. So you forgive others more than yourself.
And that's a paradox, and how do you explain that?
Okay.
And what's the best way to overcome that? Because that's essentially guilt, but it is something that Brahmins, how do they overcome that?
Okay. So I don't know if Enrique or you... Because Enrique talked about something...
Well, I think this is very personal. Each one has its own background also, cultural background, so that they can feel more guilt or less. My experience is that if you are honest with Baba and with the instruments, and then you express yourself whatever has happened, always I have, not only myself, but I've translated to other brothers and sisters, and you always receive this compassionate attitude, this loving attitude to move forward. So then it's to overcome our subtle ego, no? That sometimes you make a mistake and you don't want to say, and then you feel guilty, and then it's a lot of things happening inside. But if you open yourself and you say, okay, Baba, this has happened, and I want to continue to move forward. I remember one Murli of Baba, he said, just take 1 second to learn something from the situation, don't repeat it, and continue to move forward, no? So I pick up this point. And I felt that the feeling of feeling guilty doesn't help you to move forward. So it's also a very rational thought, no? This doesn't help me, so I don't have to think about this. So it's again a training. And we make mistakes. And I think, I don't know the daddies, sometimes they say they were almost perfect from the beginning, but I cannot say the same for me. So through mistakes, I observe in myself that I have learned a lot of patience with myself, a lot of patience, so that I had more patience with others, a lot of compassion with myself, so I had more compassion with others. So in fact, it's a feeling of progressing. It doesn't mean that you have to make mistakes for that, but you learn from that, no? And sometimes when someone does something, and some kind of correction comes inside myself, and I say, stop, what have you done? Okay, remember this, you remember you did something similar, okay, so be compassionate. And I think this could be a way of forgiving yourself. Baba forgives you, the seniors forgive you, so why not forgive you yourself?
So yeah, Enrique answered it nicely. I will just maybe add that I think we are, when we come into Gyan, I think we're more forgiving of others because we realize that they didn't know any better, but I did. And I should have known better, and I should have done better, and I should have behaved better. So we're less forgiving of ourselves, but because they don't know, we say, okay, I'll let you go. And then regarding guilt, many years ago, in the 80s, there was one Brahmin who said to me that guilty is a tea that we shouldn't drink. And
can you repeat that?
Guilty is a tea that we shouldn't drink. And Baba's made reference to that in the Murlis, that, okay, learn the lesson. It might be an expensive lesson, but you don't have to get guilty for it. Just learn the lesson and it becomes an expensive mistake. Yeah.
That's great. I can share an experience. I think it's the opposite. I made a big mistake with one soul who is sleeping in the same room, and I locked the room. And I didn't hear him. I won't say names, but he's here. And it was interesting because I locked the room, so when I wake up for a meditivela, his bed was there, and what happened to him? Then I realized I locked the room, and I didn't hear his knock and all of that. But his attitude was, wow, excellent dharana, number one. And so I felt lots of guilt at that point, you know, what did I do? Oh my God. But his attitude was not forgiving in the sense that, oh, I forgive you, don't worry. But it was natural, and that naturality made me forgive myself, made me go on. I don't know if he mentioned that story to other people, maybe. But it was wonderful for me what that forgiveness, the effect of that forgiveness on the self. So maybe when we forgive others, also that creates something on that soul too. So we can have traffic now, 12 o'clock or some minutes still. All the clocks, they say something different, so it's kind of... We continue to traffic. So any more questions?
I will ask you a question further to what he has asked. You know, that when we talk about the word guilt, since we are all on a spiritual journey, we do an act, immoral act. When you do an immoral act, because we know the moral conduct, that the morality, we know the code of conduct, and we have violated that, then the emotion kicks in of guilt and shame and what have you not. And the answer that you all always give is, don't feel guilty. But that's the result of the karma that one does. Can you reconcile this for me, what I just shared about this aspect, that it is the immoral act that we do, and the result of that is guilt and shame and what other combinations and permutations. But the answer that you all give is that don't feel guilty, it's just the tea, and we brush it on the carpet, it's okay, forget it. But this comes through. How do you reconcile that?
Yeah, thanks, Rajesh. So when we do a bad deed, there is a sense, there is a realization, there is an awareness that this was not right. And that's our moral and immoral weighing against each other. Guilt is something that comes much after that. Guilt is not the instantaneous response. And so then if we are brooding in guilt, that's wrong, I think. And Baba says that. So it's enough that I realize that, yeah, what I did was not right. I locked the door or whatever. I spoke badly or whatever. That's a realization and that's great. And then I learn from that. But if I then keep thinking about it, that's when you say you're guilty or guilt feelings, and they brew more inside and then create other issues, other problems. I'll give you an example. So we did a program in Oxford, and we didn't even send it out to our database. It was just featured on the website, and it's about trauma and some other word, right? Not guilt, but trauma and these kinds of issues. And 120 people signed up. And normally, you know, we have 30, 40 sign up, then we send out the database, a mailing to the database. So this stuff just weighs a lot on the soul, and that is what doesn't help. So I think we have to do away with the guilt part. Realization, okay. Awareness, okay. But then stop. That's it. Move on.
Satisfied? Okay. Enrique also.
Just to add, because it was beautiful what Aruna said, but I think also honesty is very important, not to justify or to make excuses, but be really honest with yourself and with Baba. This has happened, and I will put attention to that. And this feeling of wanting to learn and to put attention, this realization, at the beginning, even you can feel some experience inside yourself, no, not feeling well. But if you accept this with honesty and you want to move forward, then no need for more thoughts or guilt, because it's not useful. So I think we have to be very practical. What is useful, what is not useful, and then continue to move forward.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Any last question? Last chance? there, Natalia? Or the other sister? Okay. There are two last questions. Okay.
Yeah, so there are two questions, two-part questions. It says, can you share your experiences from new, for new students, the ways to remember BB, it means Brahma Baba perhaps, or Baba. Second is, how to share knowledge to others, in the bracket, the ones who do not know knowledge. You want me to repeat again? It says, can you share your experiences for new students, the way to remember BB, Baba, how to share knowledge to others, the ones who do not know knowledge. I'm sure.
As the topic is love, it's a little bit out of, but maybe a short answer from how much love, and then Natalia can.
My way of doing, or my experience, is that if you have a good friend and you talk to another person of your good friend, and you explain about your good friend, the other person gets interest. Oh, it's interesting. I want to know your friend. So when I always give the course, or I try to introduce Baba in different settings or whatever, I always think, Baba, I will introduce you as my good friend. So I position myself, I will introduce Baba as my best friend. And this creates interest in others. But you have to churn this, and you have to feel this, that Baba is really my good friend, and I express these feelings and whatever Baba has given me. And with people who has no knowledge, I think I'm involved in many programs outside Brahma Kumaris, no, in corporate world. And I feel that it's our life. It's our way of being. Is our values, is our behavior, is our style of living that is showing knowledge and Baba. It's not so much what we speak. So I think we have to check ourselves and see how I want to behave in this context, and how I want to express some principles or values or spirituality. And people realize that you have something different. And then the ones who have interest, they will ask you. But I don't usually talk too much. I just behave, and I say, for example, I go to sleep early because sometimes I have to be outside, because I wake up early in the morning for meditation. You meditate? So I say some things so that I create interest in others, and the ones who have interest, then they will ask, and then I will share. This is my style.
I think that's great. Hope it works for you. Maybe Natalia can. Mike. Yeah, microphone.
Ustedes me ayudan. Gracias. Me pareció interesante lo que el hermano Enrique comentó, que cuando al principio de su vida Brahmin.
It's very interesting what Enrique was saying about his Brahmin life at the beginning.
Él sentía un torrente de emociones que no so incontrolable y lloraba mucho.
He felt a stream of emotions that were uncontrollable, and he used to cry a lot.
Y yo quería saber si esto me está pasando a mí.
So this is happening to me, so I'd like to know something.
Y la familia Brahmin queda muy preocupada, ¿no? Porque piensan que se preocupan porque se preguntan qué está pasando a mi hermana.
They get concerned, ¿no? What's going on with the sister?
Entonces yo quería saber, yo me doy cuenta de que esto es normal en Madhuban porque se revuelven muchas cosas.
I think it's normal. That's what I realize.
Y también me he dado cuenta de que esto es real, lo siento así. Siento que podemos, aquí mismo, podemos tener bendiciones de nuestros hermanos, de nuestra familia, Pero también podemos sentir maldiciones de nuestra familia si actuamos, si cometemos pequeños errores.
I do feel that sometimes in our Brahmin family we receive blessings, but sometimes curse.
Y siento que puede ser multiplicado, o sea, que las bendiciones se pueden sentir de manera multiplicada, pero que las maldiciones por tus pequeños errores también se pueden sentir de manera multiplicada.
And both can be in a proportional, no? Many times in terms of even a small error.
Puedo identificar, y seguro a los que vienen, a los nuevos, yo es la segunda vez que estoy aquí, después de mucho tiempo, y puedo identificar que, bueno, hay un poco de mal manejo de emociones.
So I can identify there is a bad management in terms of emotions.
Tú nos puedes dar, so ustedes dos podrían darnos...
Can you or you both?
Yuktis, consejos
yukti,
para...
Or devices,
manejar mejor nuestras emociones,
to
es como
handle
que,
our emotions better. Maybe we can stay with that because
para sentirnos mejor con nosotros mismos.
To feel better.
Como que en realidad para que no te afecte tanto.
So that those bad emotions don't affect you too much.
Que no te afecte tanto lo que los demás te digan o piensen,
what others think or say,
sino que logres esa como fuerza de sentirte bien contigo mismo.
I want that strength to feel good with myself.
Gracias.
So we have a very short time because Vijay is standing there. He's our policeman in terms of watch. So he's already telling us time is almost over. But maybe Aruna Ben can share now.
Yeah, well, this is the journey. Maybe she puts her headphones on. Yeah. So this is the journey. This is the work that we, you know, on a day-by-day basis, we are strengthening the soul. It's not going to happen overnight. It's literally like a tree that's growing, and at first it's... needs protection, right? The sapling, the stem, the leaves, they need protection. And then when it learns to stand up by itself, it's strong, it's firm. So just, in essence, I would say, just try and face those feelings. I've done this a lot where if there has been some bad feeling, negative feeling, I just sit there, I don't run from it. And then I just see the worst of it in my mind. And you kind of get through it, because mostly it is our imagination, mind, imagination, and it has a hold over us. So if I crack it by just sitting with it, feeling it, even if it's painful, even if you feel like crying, feel like shouting, just do it. But then it will lapse, it will pass. And then you will have felt that you've conquered that feeling. But don't run from it in the sense of don't try and avoid it, don't try and get into some action, phone somebody, it's just going to come up again later. So as much as possible, try and do that in the comfort of your space. If you can't, it's okay, but as much as you can, try.
So okay, first I would like to thank you. Oh, Enrique also has something
just
to say.
30 seconds. Just to add something. My experience is that I had these feelings the first year, and also feelings of sadness that I have never had before, like wind. Like, I thought, what's this? For 1 year. 1 year, all the time, sadness. It was inside the soul. No? So my experience was that I was putting attention to experience deep peace with Bob, deep peace. So this deep peace was cleaning a lot of these emotions. And then, as Aruna said, it's a journey. It's a journey that you have to observe yourself and deal with yourself all the time. Still I'm dealing, but now I know how they come, how they start, and I can change them very quickly and not at the end of the spectrum. So it's a journey. So have patience with yourself.
So thank you very much. I hope that answered the question. And let's clap to Aruna Ben and Enrique Bai. It was excellent to have them, to have sharing this moment of love with everyone. And please share whatever you're taking from them to others, okay? In your countries or even here who couldn't come today. Thank you so much. Om Shanti.
Additional thank you to this such a open-hearted, mature and a very healing and honest dialogue. And I'm sure very soon you all will be sitting on this and there will be a new batch here. Om Shanti.